Isaiah chapter 29. In a tense family atmosphere after the death of Mexican artist Jose, in a hospital in the United States, and without two of his three children knowing where his remains are, the mystery about his inheritance takes center stage. "You don't know who you work for," my husband's friend commented yesterday at a meal. What a great contrast with verse 23. "When his descendants see the work of my hands among them, they will consecrate my name." Yes, they will consecrate the Holy One of Jacob and stand in awe of the God of Israel. Centuries have passed since the time when people of Israel honored God only with their lips, and now in the millennial kingdom, the offspring of Jacob will sanctify the name of God and fear the God of Israel. We too are leaving a legacy to the next generation. Notice what it is that causes children to draw near to God. "When his descendants see the work of my hands among them." Our greatest longing and our best legacy is not so much our descendants' education, as important as it may be, nor the material achievements they could earn. Neither is the fame or power they could gain. Our best legacy is to share with them so that what God has done at the proper time, it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel, "What has God done?" My greatest gift would be for my children and my children's children to know what God has done and honor him with reverent fear. That, as translated in other versions, is God's work.